listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends in LA Talk Radio. Well, everyone, do you have your LA Talk Radio app? Go get it. It's free. Speaking of apps, do you have my app? Slap my app, Max Tucci. They're all free. You can use them on your iPhone, your smartphone, your Galaxy 3 or your Galaxy 4, depending on where you are. But with T-Mobile, I got my Galaxy going. So go get the Max Tucci app. Go get the LA Talk Radio app and slap our apps. Speaking of what's going on, everybody, how you doing? Well, there's been a lot going on in Hot Topics, and we're going to get into you in just a moment. But he's back tonight. We've got Reverend Matthew Cartwright. Who are you? Do you know who you are, people? Do you know what you desire in life? We're going to find out tonight here on Max and Friends because he is back. We're glad to have him in just a moment. But you all want Hot Topics, so I'm going to give you those right now. Hit it, Ronan.
Hey, y'all, guys and dolls. Pick a topic and you know we're going to drop it on.
Y'all asked for Hot Topics, so we're going to give them to you tonight at Max and Friends. And joining us is Hunter Cross. Welcome back to the show, Hunter.
Thank you. Thank you, Max.
Now, you know, there's a lot going on. Everybody wants to know about Hot Topics. So we're going to start with probably one of the hottest topics right now, and that's Paula Deen's relationship with QVC because it's under review. And, you know, Food Network dropped her, too. What do you think, Hunter?
I think it's just complete bullshit. I'm so sad for this country that our skin has become so thin that someone has to lose their job because they've acknowledged using the N-word. It's sad. I'm not saying that it's excusable behavior. I'm saying you shouldn't lose your job.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens because, you know, Oprah's a big fan of hers. So I'm sure when all this, you know, smoke right now lifts a little bit that we'll see where she goes. But I heard that Fox News already gave her a job. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that Fox News is going to have a cooking show. It's embarrassing that Fox would pick her up because she's being persecuted from their point of view. Like they're the saviors of the downtrodden. You know, they did the same thing the guy from NPR. He said something that NPR thought was politically incorrect, and they fired him. And Fox News hired him. Juan Williams, I think. Mm-hmm.
You know how many things we say here on Max and Friends that are politically incorrect, but people still listen. That's why LA Talk Radio is the place to be. Hey, Paula Deen, get a radio show here on LA Talk Radio. Moving on, did you hear about this? Do you know that Dolce and Gabbana are going to jail? This is a hot topic right now. Dolce and Gabbana convicted of tax evasion in Italy. Fashion designers Domenico Dolce and Stefano Gabbana were found guilty of tax evasion by the Italian court system. They were given a 20-month suspended prison sentence, along with a substantial fine that could total 10 million euros. What do you think, Hunter?
Well, they've got a suspended sentence. That means they're not going to jail. So that's good news for them. But listen, if they cheated on their taxes, they deserve to pay.
Well, it's what it is, right? Hey, now I got to talk about one that's really kind of sad because he was so young, 51 years old, speaking of Italy. James Gandolfini, he died, and like all the press is saying that his last meal was two orders of fried prawns, frog guan, and 8 drinks. What do you have to say?
Well, I mean, you only had to look at him to see that he was just not eating well. He was overweight. He looked so much older than 51 years. When I heard that he died and someone said 51, I could have sworn they must have said 61 because I couldn't believe that he looked that old. Yeah, it's sad. It's sad that who knows whether or not. I was listening to a radio show the other day where they were talking about this kind of time between 50 and 54 or 55 where, you know, people's men especially, their heart just gives out. If you make it past 55, you know, you're in pretty good shape, at least for that particular matter. Yeah, it's a sad thing. I mean, Governor Christie's flying the flags at half mast in New Jersey in honor of him, which is completely absurd.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about, because I read that story, and I think it's ridiculous that, you know, the flag, the American flag at half-mast, is really reserved for the people who fight for this country, and also for presidents who have died or whatnot. And to lower it for an actor,
it's ridiculous. He's a good actor, and I don't think anyone's going to take that away from him. And it was a tragic event and all that. I get it. But first of all, he played a gangster on television, and that's what New Jersey is celebrating. They love their gangsters in New Jersey. But the lower the flags, it diminishes the impact of that honor that is reserved for presidents and other American heroes. Not someone as that.
Well, you know what? On a light note, John Travolta said, "I already miss him. I think I embarrass him often. I would hug him or kiss him. He's a big macho guy, and we all know that John Travolta likes those kinds." Anyway, it was great talking to you, Hunter Cross, and those were hot topics. Hit it, Ronan.
Hey, y'all, girls and dolls. Pick a topic and you know we're going to drop it on.
Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Those were our hot topics. You asked for them, we deliver. Well, speaking of delivering, tonight we're going to give you a life class with Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Thanks for tuning in. Tweet me at Max Tucci. I want to know what you think about how the show goes, and I want to talk to you all. You can find me on Instagram, too, and you can find me on Facebook, but go to Twitter right now and tweet me at Max Tucci, because we want to talk to you tonight. Because the question we're proposing is, who are you? Do you know who you are? What do you desire to be? What qualities do you desire to express? Well, we're going to tackle those questions tonight, and we're going to give you some wonderful insight onto who you are and your purpose, because Reverend Matthew Cartwright is back, and he's an ordained minister through Inner Visions Institute for Spiritual Development. He is a certified spiritual life coach and a licensed clinical social worker. He's a Reiki. He just is the best. And you know what? He's a friend now here at Max and Friends. He's been here. The first time he was a friend, he's family now, because this is going to be his second time back. And we're really, really glad that he's here. You know, we found him through Jan LaVancent, Dr. Jan LaVancent, Fix My Life. Do you all watch that show on OWN? Well, let us know what you think. Tweet me at Max Tucci. And tonight, hashtag, who are you? Or who am I? Who are you is the hashtag we're going to go for tonight on Twitter. Get interactive with us, because we're going to have Reverend Matthew Cartwright here in the studio when we're back. And hey, listen, I'm going to give you a song right now called Lead Me to the Water by Sharon Agati. Hit it, Ronan. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Lead Me to the Water by Sharon Agati. Wasn't that a good song? Well, y'all might remember Sharon Agati because she was on the Real World London. That's going back like to 90-something. Anyway, so that's a good song, and I wanted to share it with you tonight because there's a line in there that says, "Will you lead me to the water? Yesterday I heard somebody say the word spiritual. Take me closer to that man and show me why he understands. There's a conflict in my soul." Is there a conflict in your soul, people? Well, that might be because you don't know who you are. But tonight on Max and Friends, we're going to tackle that question because the one and only Reverend, I love just saying that, Reverend Matthew Cartwright is joining us. So pull up your mic and welcome back to Max and Friends.
Good evening, Max. How are you? Thank you for having me on tonight.
Well, I am so glad that you're back because people just loved hearing you. And we know that you are on Twitter now. And everyone, Reverend Matthew Cartwright's Twitter is Be The Victory, B-E, The Victory. Are y'all ready to be the victory? Well, stay tuned tonight because we're going to show you how on Life Class with Max and Reverend Matthew Cartwright. So let's tackle this question because it's one that people think they know who they are, and we could like give the labels. I am a son, I am a father, I am a mother, I am a sister. But that doesn't really say who we are. That's just a label of what society has put upon us. So who are we, Reverend Matthew Cartwright?
That is a great, great beginning because I was just reading a tweet. And just like Megan said, she's, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a friend, I'm a shoulder to lean on. And we've gotten caught up in this world of being identified by these roles that we play. Those are roles that we play, but that's not really who we are. Mm-hmm. Who I am is I'm God identified, meaning I'm God personified. I'm a spiritual being having a human experience.
I'm God identified. Y'all got that, people? I like that.
God identified.
All right. Explain
I have experiences. Well, I have experiences. I have situations, but that's not who they are. That's not who I am. I have a house. I have a job. I have material objects. I may have a car, but that's not who I am. Mm-hmm. Who I am is God identified. I'm God personified. I am a seed of the Creator. Mm. So everything that the Creator is, I am. Let me repeat that.
Please.
Everything that the Creator is, I am. So then I have to decide or figure out or understand what the Creator is. So let's look around. What is the Creator? What is God? What does God identification mean? That means I'm loving. I'm kind. I'm generous. I'm abundant. I am creative. I am the point of impact for everything in my life.
I am love.
I am love. And then, okay, even if we just stop right there and say, I am love, okay, that's real great. Well, now what does that look like in my life?
Right.
Because it's one thing to say I'm all these things. It's another thing then to be the demonstration of it. So how am
again.
I being
say
loving?
That again. Say that again. Say that again.
It's the one thing to say I am all these things, to say I'm loving, to say I'm kind and generous and all these great words that we always use. But it's another thing to be a demonstration of that, to make a stand of being that in the world. Because I'm going to get tested.
Mm-hmm.
If I go around telling you that I'm love and I'm joyful and I'm foo-foo and all these great things, then guess what's going to show up? Everything that is either going to reflect that back or is going to challenge me that I need to release in order to express that. So I'm going to be challenged by the man sitting next to me on the bus who's having a loud conversation that's very inappropriate, and I'm going to have to see how am I going to be in that situation.
Mm.
Am I going to be loving when I get impatient at the bank or when something bad happens, quote-unquote bad, there is no good or bad, there are only is. But when those perceived bad things happen, how am I being in those situations? Which I think I was talking about earlier with someone. How I handle the issue is the issue. How I handle myself while I handle the issue is the real issue.
So it's just really taking responsibility for ourselves, which I've been saying that forever. But how can we take responsibility of ourselves when we don't know who we are? I mean, it all comes back to that cycle. So tonight we're teaching you with Reverend Matthew Cartwright, who are you and what do you desire to be? These are some great questions. I also want to talk to you real quick, because when you wrote me an email today, you know, we are so distracted these days, and you are so right. You basically opened up the email saying we are so distracted these days. People are living in a self-seeking bubble. Those through social media, we have gotten lost in who we are. And, you know, I think what's happening, especially with social media, is that we see people living lives that maybe we want to live. So we get caught up in their lives instead of figuring out what our lives are, because just because someone might be in the south of France or in Italy or here or there, and you've never been there, doesn't mean you haven't accomplished things in life, or it doesn't mean that you're not going to go there one day. It just means that where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be. So look into yourself, people, because I know all of you do this on Facebook. When you start hating and judging, and then all of a sudden an Instagram picture comes up and you start saying things about people, that's jealousy. So you need to work on yourself. So how can we, Reverend Matthew Cartwright, through social media, how can we find ourselves? Is the question I ask you.
It's funny. I just was doing that 5 minutes ago. So I have to hold my hand in the air and identify that it really is, and it was said to me, and I say it often, self-mastery, self-awareness is spelled W-O-R-K. Mm-hmm. I have to work at it. I have to practice it. I have to be mindful of it and present and aware enough to realize that I'm doing it.
Because well, now, how do we get present, though? How do we literally – because I know for me, I like to stop, breathe through things sometimes. Breathing, we sometimes forget to do. But how, in your experience, have you been present in the world?
It's very simple. It's called a daily spiritual practice. A daily spiritual practice allows me, think about it this way. I love me some Serena Williams. she's a master tennis pro, right? Mm-hmm. How do we think Serena got there? Every day she picks up her racket and she practices playing tennis probably 8 to 10 hours a day. I don't know. She hits hundreds and thousands of balls. She is been doing it since she was, 4 years old?
Mm-hmm.
She is able then to take that practice and translate it onto the court in real life events. So all that practice allows her to then adapt to the situation in real life. But in order for me to become a master of myself, I must practice being. I must practice prayer. Meditation, breathing, even if you just think about the first thing you said was breathing, if you walk around and you look, what is the first thing people do when they get upset? They stop breathing.
They stop breathing. Mm-hmm.
And if you watch whenever I tell people, I'm like, breathe, take a breath, they always lift their chest.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not a breath. That was
right.
A chest. A breath from my gut. If you watch little babies naturally breathe. They just have this natural ebb and flow to them that we've lost in the trauma of our lives, that we hold on to things and we're so tense, and so our breathing is shallow. It's not deep. And God is the breath. So even we've got to learn to practice to breathe.
Absolutely. Well, it all takes a little bit of patience, doesn't it?
Patience, of course, because how do I learn? By making mistakes.
Absolutely. Well, I always say there's no such thing. You know what I always say, Reverend, is that there's no such thing as mistakes. They're only lessons learned. And I think
exactly.
That's the breakdown of it. But again, everyone, all we need is a little bit of patience. So let's get that song ready here on Max and Friends, Patience, on LA Talk Radio. When we're back, Reverend Matthew Cartwright's with us, and we're going to get to that question, who are you? We're almost there. Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
come the morning, drive the night away. Tell me when will come the morning of a brighter day.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Patience from the show Dream Girls. I know y'all love it. Wasn't that good? Makes you want to just kind of relax for a minute. Well, Reverend Matthew Cartwright is here with me, and we're just talking about life during the break that we just had. And we've got some homework for you all tonight. Homework that's really part of a life class, because what we need to do is sometimes we need to visualize a list. We go to the supermarket and we write a list. So why can't you go to life and write a list? So with that, Reverend Matthew Cartwright, he's got the list that we're going to need tonight to find out who we are. And I'm not going to say who are you, because we're all in this search together for who we are. So let's just be collective. Let's just all join hands and let's just all open ourselves up to the wonderful things that the universe is going to supply to us when we acknowledge the fact that we are searching for who we are, when sometimes we just need to be still and know. So on that note, Dr. Matthew Cartwright, let's get this list of finding out who we are together. What's your number one thing to find out who we are?
So the number one thing to find out, the number one question is, who do I want to be?
Fair enough.
Want to be loving? Do I want to be kind? Do I want to be generous? And think of it more along a quality as opposed to a role. Like, instead of saying, you could use, say, I want to be a mother, or I want to be a wife or a husband. But those are just aspects. Do you want to be a loving mother? And then we would go towards the quality. So think of the qualities you would want to be first.
So number one is... Who?
What is the quality I want to be? Let's make it simple for the people.
Okay. What is the quality?
What is the quality I want to be?
What is the quality I want to be? That's number one on discovering who we are. Okay. But before we go on, real quick, we just have a quick question because we've been talking about I'm a mother, I'm a father, I'm a brother. So we have a great tweet right now from Meganella who's saying Max Tucci and at Be The Victory. How do I break out of defining who I am as a wife, mother, friend, and all when that's the only thing I know how to be?
Right. Well, that would be the simple answer would be go to the quality. So do you want to be a loving mother, a loving wife? Do I want to be kind? Do I want to be generous? Do I want to be trustworthy? Do I want to be compassionate? Whatever it is that I want to be. So I like to be joyous.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like me some joy. Joy is fun. So once I decide who it is I want to be, what quality I want to be, then I have to go to the next question. So what does that look like in my life?
Number two, what does that look like in my life?
So what does love look like? Because love for you or joy for you might look different than it looks for me.
So what does love look like for you? Just so we can give them an example.
So love looks like for me that I am in a relaxed state, that there's a tingling sensation all over me, that there is a vibrancy to my beingness that is almost indescribable. And even now as I'm starting to speak about it, I can feel it in my body, the way I hold myself. Physically shift. The tone in my voice actually shifts a little bit when I'm loving. Mm-hmm. I slow down a bit. I'm present. I'm listening. I'm mindful. I'm grounded. I'm centered. Even just by asking the question and you ask me, I can feel my vibration shift to one that's more loving.
Mm-hmm. Y'all got that? So we're doing the list right now of who we are. Who am I is the question. The number one thing you should want to write down is what quality I want to be. The number two thing is that we're discussing right now is what does that look like in my life? Y'all get this? So for instance, Reverend Matthew Cartwright was just telling us what love looks like in his life. For love in my life, I could tell you that waking up in the morning and seeing that first ray of sunlight, that's just love because I know I'm alive. And the second thing is when I go out to this little koi pond that we have and I feed the fish and they all come up with their little mouths and they're eating that food, they just love being fed. So I love feeding them. So that's what love, some of the things that love looks like to me. And love, of course, is some water. I just love some water because when I could feel my body
Amen
being replenished, when I feel
Amen
my body just
Give
being replenished, right? That's all, you know, it's the simple things. And once, like, you know, I give my body the love that it requires, and that's with good nutrition and water and good things in life, I can feel myself grow. So that's what it looks like to me. So what's the number three thing on this list of who we are? Who am I?
What would I have to think in order to be this quality? So what would I have to think about myself in order to be loving? On the topic of love. Mm. What would I have to think about myself? I would have to think that, A, I'm worthy of love.
Mm.
A, I would have to think that I come from love, that I'm safe in the world. It's safe for me to love. I would have to think that love is available to me at every opportunity. I would...
Now, but this is all good. I'm feeling this right now, but I also feel right now in the spirit that people are saying, how can I feel love when I've never been loved and I don't know what it is and I'm stuck in a pattern of abuse, neglect, hate, self-pity? What do we say to people who have never experienced love?
I would say that's an illusion.
Thank you.
Because the truth is I'm created in the image and likeness of love. Now, there may be a thought that's operating that says, oh, well, nobody's ever loved me. But that doesn't make it true. Just because I think it doesn't make it true. So my mind, my ego mind may be trying to tell me, oh, well, I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. Nobody's ever loved me. But the truth is, hey, again, we go back to what we were talking about at the beginning. I'm an image of the Creator that is abundant and plentiful and loving and magnificent. So the cells and the atoms in my body are loving.
Perhaps. Y'all got that? This is good.
Shift that. Mm-hmm. To see that, you know, and I said this earlier to you, if I want the things I see to change, I have to change the way I see things. Uh-huh. So if I want to experience love, I have to see that I am love.
You know what, Reverend Matthew Cartwright, I always say sometimes, and this is so people hardly do this exercise, and we've been saying it here on Max and Friends for almost 6 years that I'm doing radio now. Go look in the mirror, look at yourself in the eyes, and tell yourself, I love you. I bet it's not as easy as y'all think it is, because you're going to think it's the weirdest thing to do. But stand in your eyes, and look into yourself, and tell yourself, I love you. Have you ever done that, people? Have you ever done that, Reverend Matthew Cartwright?
I have. It's called the mirror technique.
That's right. Now, listen, everyone, if you're just joining us tonight at Max and Friends, you're tuning in at a good time, because we're talking about the four steps to discovering who am I? Who are we? And we've gone through the list so far with Reverend Matthew Cartwright. He's with us again tonight. Be the Victory on Twitter, at Be the Victory, and at Max Tucci. Hit us up. We want to talk to you. Thank you all for doing that. So far, we have on this list of who am I, who are we, the number one thing to finding out is what quality I want to be. Number two, what does that quality look like in my life? Number three, what would I have to think to be this quality? And number four, Reverend Matthew Cartwright, what is that?
What action would I have to take to express this? What behaviors in my life will express this quality? So is it loving for me to yell at some stranger on the bus who's talking inappropriately and loudly? Is it loving for me to have road rage and flip off people and be judging people in my car? Is it loving and kind for me to judge people on Facebook that I don't even know? Is that an activity and a behavior that expresses love? And if it's mm-hmm. not, then what behavior do I need to engage in that will be an expression of love?
Y'all got that? Now, listen, you know what I want to remind everyone real quick, Reverend Matthew Cartwright, is that if you miss any part of this show, you can always go back to the LATalkRadio.com page there. You can go to LATalkRadio.com/MaxAX.php because we've got nearly 6 years of shows there. So you can go there, check them out, and catch any portion of the show that you miss. So we're talking about number four. What action would I have to take to express this quality? So continue.
That I desire to be. Because when you think about it, which goes back to what we were talking about at the very beginning of the show, is people are disconnected. They're not present. They're not mindful of what's going on in their world and that the impact that they're having. My thoughts create my reality. My thinking is the beginning point, thought, word, and deed of what I'm experiencing. So if what I'm experiencing is not what I desire, then I have to go up to change the thoughts that are creating it and align all of my beingness, my thoughts, what I speak into the world, and how I express it into one unified alignment so that I can experience what I desire. So my thoughts must be loving, my speaking must be loving, and my behavior must be loving.
And on that note, otherwise, what is everyone listening to tonight?
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. We've got Reverend Matthew Cartwright joining us tonight, and we are talking about who am I? Who are we? Well, we've got the list together, and the number one thing, I'm going to run it down because we're asking, we've got some tweets right here. So the list of four questions of who am I and who are we? Number one, what quality I want to be? Number two, what does that look like in my life? Number three, what would I have to think to be this quality? And number four, what actions would I have to take to express this quality? Those are the four steps you have to discovering who am I and who are we. So we've got a great question here, Reverend Matthew Cartwright, from Sexy and Hot to Go. She wants to know, what are the first steps in finding out who we are? And once we do, where do we go from there?
Well, I think she might want to start with the four questions.
And then where do we go from there?
And then where do we go from there? Once we do this, then we practice. Because what's going to happen is we're operating at 12% consciousness, 88% subconscious. Mm-hmm. So a lot of what we experience and a lot of our belief systems are really subconscious thoughts that we're not even aware of. Our belief systems about what it means to be a man, what it means to be a woman, what it means to be black or white or gay or straight, or all these belief systems about what it means to be American, all of that is operating underneath us trying to create stuff. So my mind is going to say, oh, I want to be loving. And then my ego is going to say, oh, really? Well, you're not this and you're not that. And then that's when everything unlike my prayer shows up so that I can heal it, clean it up, and then experience what it is I desire. I think
now we spoke about real quick. I want to discuss. Yeah, tell me.
Well, the one thing is, I think people think that they're going to get to some point and it's all going to be over and I'm going to be perfect and complete and everything's going to be great. And the truth is, I'm always on a journey. I'm always consciously expanding and growing. So I'm never complete with the process. The process of is ongoing. And so if I heal something at one level, as I grow and deepen, I'm going to heal it at a deeper level, the same experience. So even if you were talking about abuse, so let me just use my father as an example. When I was in my 20s, I thought I'd healed it all. But as I grew spiritually, I had to still do some deeper work because I was only able to heal it at the surface level in my 20s. As I got into my 30s and stayed there, then I was able to heal it at a deeper level. And I'm still going to be healing it, but I heal it differently because I'm different now. So we're always just renewing the mind, cleaning it up, because we're always inputting stuff. We're feeding ourselves. We're feeding ourselves with television. We're feeding ourselves with social media. We're feeding ourselves with spiritual books and prayer and meditation. We're always feeding ourselves just like we feed ourselves with food. Uh-huh. Our food, we ingest it, we digest it, we use the food for the energy, we expel the energy, then we expel the waste, and we start the process all over again. So every day is a renewal process.
You all got that? Now, you know, you had mentioned earlier Serena Williams. Now, she has a coach. So what happens when the show is over, everything is said and done, this is sitting in an archive, this show, and we don't have a coach to help us rekindle the flames that we're setting tonight? How do we give ourselves encouragement to be the change?
That is it. And you know what? I'm so glad you brought that up, because you're so accurate. If I want to learn how to do something that I don't know how to do, I go to a master. If I want to learn to play tennis, I don't go to Tiger Woods. I go to Serena Williams. Uh-huh. So I have to learn these things from people who have come before me. That's why I went to school for so long. I everything that I'm speaking about is not really new. It comes from thousand-year-old literature and people that have come before me that have expanded in their consciousness, and I've modeled some of the things that they've done. I've accepted some of the beliefs that they have taught me, and I've practiced, I've learned, I've internalized and emotionalized And I've used a coach. I have a spiritual guide to show me the things that I can't see. You know, sometimes it's like with Serena, like she has a coach because when she's looking up to hit the ball, she can't see how her feet are. But the coach can. So when I'm in my drama and my drama, I can't see that maybe I'm acting arrogant. Or maybe I'm acting in judgment, or maybe I'm playing the victim instead of playing the victory.
You know, and sometimes we play the volunteer, because I always like to say the first time you're a victim, the second time you're a volunteer. So are we volunteering to continually have drama in our lives? Well, people, we're talking about practice. We're talking about who am I and who are we, and Reverend Matthew Cartwright is joining us tonight. We're going to have to wrap this show up pretty soon because that's just the way it is. But I want to talk about the practice. And get into the present. You already get into the present, into the right now, because really that's all we have. So stop sending out your pity parties. Save the envelopes, save the stamps, because no one wants to go. So stay in the present, and let's talk about 555, Reverend Matthew Cartwright. What's that plan about?
5, 5, and 5. It's very simple. You do 5 minutes of reading. So pick out your favorite. One of my favorite books is Until Today by Yonla Van Zandt. I pick that up in the morning. I read 5 minutes of that. I do 5 minutes of meditation, and sitting in silence. And then I do 5 minutes of writing or journaling. 15 minutes, you have your daily spiritual practice to begin with. And as you develop and as you grow deeper and as you get more comfortable, then you can expand it to 10, 10, and 10, 15, 15, and 15, or however much you want to do it. You can do it in the morning. And then come again and do it at night before you go to bed. But it's really wherever we direct our attention, it grows. So I have to be mindful about what I'm putting into, you know, everybody's all into this health kick. Let's eat the raw foods and the organic foods and all this kind of stuff. But then I'm turning around and I'm watching violent movies and I'm watching murders on television and I'm putting all of this reality TV into my mind. I'm not feeding myself mentally, even though I'm feeding myself physically. I have to feed myself mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually in order to live a whole, complete life. And that's kind of what we've forgotten. We just think, oh, I went to the gym and I ate, you know, a salad. I'm doing good. Yeah, but I'm cursing like a sailor. I'm judging people. I'm gossiping. And then I'm watching violent movies. Well, how is that feeding me? So whatever I practice grows.
Y'all got to do the milk before you have the steak. But you know what, everybody? The simplicity of tonight's show is, who am I and who are we? The quest will always be. But until you be still and know, and until you take a moment to be with yourself, you're never going to know who you are. So start with yourself and start with that breath. And the presence is where we need to be. And the practice is the 5-5-5, which is 5 minutes of reading, 5 minutes of meditation, and 5 minutes of writing. By the end of this year, let's up that 5 for all of us who are starting this. And let's up it to 35 or even an hour or even 5 hours. That's 15 hours that we could do all. That's when y'all become self-gurus, when you can do 5 hours of each a day. But we'll start with the 5 minutes so that it's an easy task. And I want you to tweet me, at Max Tucci, and tweet Be the Victory, B-E the Victory, and let us know how your 5-5-5 plan is coming out, how you all doing, and if you're discovering, who are we? Who am I? Who are you? Who am I? It's a great question to ask people, but if you're going to ask the question, be sure you have the knowledge to give the response like we gave you tonight. So go back into the archive, check it out, because Reverend Matthew Cartwright is always a pleasure having him on here on Max and Friends. And I thank you for being here. And what's one thing you want to close the show with? Give out a good vibe, a good energy, a good seed for all the listeners tonight.
This story just keeps coming to me, I've been thinking about it, and I haven't said it. It's like, let me ask you a question. Why does Tarzan act like an ape?
Because that's all he knows.
Exactly. Because he was raised by apes. Is it Tarzan's fault that he acts like an ape?
Nope.
Nope. But it is his responsibility to heal. It is his responsibility to change. I have to remember that what happened to me as a child is not my fault.
Yeah.
But it is my responsibility to heal. It is my responsibility to shift my resentment. It's my responsibility to shift my judgment. It's not my mother's fault anymore. It's not my father's fault anymore. I'm a grown man.
Uh-huh.
It's my responsibility to wake up in the morning and put my focus on God, put my focus on my community, on my family, on being a loving demonstration in the world. And as I do this, as I shift, as I change, then you change. A lot of people are going around trying to figure out how to get everybody else to do what they want instead of realizing that when I change and when I show up differently in the environment, it is the law that you will show up differently. So when I show up as a demonstration of love, when I show up as my authentic self, when I show up as a vibrant reflection of love and light, who's kind and trusting and generous and joyous, then you show up differently because it's all energy. It's the law. That's how it works. So I can stop worrying about what you're doing. I can stop worrying about reading all the people on Facebook and everything that everybody else is doing. And I can just be focusing on being who I want to be in the world and know that I will have an impact on the entire consciousness, because we're all one.
And you know what? You've had a total impact on our listeners tonight here on Max and Friends, Reverend Matthew Cartwright. Everyone, go follow him at Be The Victory. Thank you for joining us tonight. It's always a pleasure having you on. I look forward to having you on real soon.
Thank you so much. It's an honor, and I really am just so grateful.
Have a blessed night. I'm going to talk to you after the show. But before I let you go, everyone, my little bit of advice tonight is your past is over. It's done. Today's a new day. So get your 555 ready. And I always say take life to the max. And tonight, I'm going to tell you all to be happy. Thank you, Reverend Matthew Cartwright, for being here tonight. Hit it, Ronan. Don't worry. Be happy.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. Landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate.